Welcome to the Part-Time Money Podcast, Episode 20, Making Extra Money $5 at a Time with Fiverr.com. I'm your host, Philip Taylor, creator of PT Money Personal Finance. The Part-Time Money Podcast is designed to help you discover new and interesting ways to make extra money and to learn the ins and outs of those money-making methods. Not from me, but from the people who are actually doing the work. Along the way, hopefully you can pick up a few entrepreneurial skills to help you in whatever money-making pursuit you take on. All right, we're here today with my friend Vaughn Fry, and Vaughn uses Fiverr.com to make extra money. And we're going to talk a little bit about how he does that, how much he makes, and how you, if you wanted to start using Fiverr, could make some money for yourself. So welcome, Vaughn.
Hey, Philip.
Well, first question I always ask folks is, why did you get started doing this? You know, why did you want to make some part-time money?
Well, it was around the time that my student loans needed to be paid, and I was running a little low on stock that I could pull out of Apple and try to pay off these loans. A friend of mine found out about this site. It seems like when it was just getting popular or when it was just starting out. And she said, hey, why don't you go to this Fiverr and maybe you can do some stuff for $5. Mm-hmm.
So what kind of student loan did you have? You mind sharing how much you had?
I don't even really keep track of it. I know that I've got a few hundred dollars I have to pay each month.
Okay.
Which, with what was available in my town, it didn't seem like I was going to be able to do it. But fortunately, because this is on the internet, I have a wide variety of people who want to contact me and want me to do stuff for them.
Right. Do you have a full-time job other than this?
No. I guess you could say I'm looking, though not too hard, because I've applied for just about everything I can in town, and I usually don't even get a call back. Mm.
When you first started, did you have a full-time job?
No, I haven't had a full-time job since 2003, to be honest with you.
Oh, wow. So when did you get done with school?
In the spring of 2008.
Okay. So been looking for work since you graduated, and nothing really good has popped up, and you had those student loans. So Fiverr, when did you get started with Fiverr?
Just about a year and maybe 4 months. So it was like late spring of last year.
Okay.
And at that point in time, I wasn't really sure what I could sell for $5. Mm-hmm. So it
was. Yeah. Talk a little bit about how Fiverr works for those who might not know.
If you haven't been to Fiverr before, it's fairly simple. Everything on there is $5, and it's mostly services. So if you're looking for someone to do something funny on video, there's people selling that at $5 a video. And since I have a degree in film production, I figured maybe I could do some stuff with my video series on YouTube, so I could put some ads in front of my movie reviews, mm-hmm. and that was working fairly effectively. I also put $5, gets you 30 days of advertising on my website where I do my reviews. And that, I mean, those were selling okay, but then I came up with, I'll make a tough decision for you for $5, as well as I'll make a custom Twitter or YouTube background for $5. And both of those gigs became featured gigs on the site. So when people go to Fiverr.com, they have a high likelihood of seeing me on the front page.
I see. How did they become featured?
Well, the custom Twitter and YouTube thing was just really hot. No one else was doing that, and it was probably stupid of me to want to attempt something like that for $5 with full customization of stuff. And because most of the other things were simple drag and drop, I'll make an intro for your video series, just mm-hmm. change a font around and then export and you got it. But with mine, I have to actually see someone's website, doctor their photos, arrange things, and it can take a lot of time. And when I was starting out, it was taking maybe about an hour or more per job. So
yeah, $5 an hour,
It wasn't a real efficient way to do it. But in a little bit of time, I became like the top artist on Twitter at this kind of thing. And I've done some designs for celebrities, TV movie stars, athletes, beauty queens.
Okay.
And yeah, so I've had a lot of stuff I can show people. And after a bunch of good feedback, it looked like I was an authority in the field.
Mm-hmm.
So people trust me with their password to install it. And just a couple months ago, I was given the ability to add options, make it installation an option and some other tricks. And instead of $5 an hour, there have been times where I'm getting about $60 an hour.
Wow. Okay. So you covered a lot there. And for people listening, explain how the way I understand Fiverr is that everything's $5. I mean, you literally can't make any more than that on that site. So everything, you either have to do it very efficiently, whatever you're doing for these people, or figure out some way to provide an upsell or market to these people outside of the Fiverr community. And I don't know if that's frowned upon or what, but is that how you were able to make a little bit more money? You talked about working with celebrities. I mean, surely these celebrities didn't pay you $5 for their background. You worked with them outside of Fiverr, right?
What I try to do is I try to build my online reputation with my movie reviews and everything, hoping that maybe at some point someone will want to give me a TV show. And I figure the best way to do that is to build contacts in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And I show them that through my Fiverr gig, I have like 1,000 positive feedbacks. And, you know, I show them that I'm the top guy in the field, and I'll do your Twitter background for a follow because they have these huge followings.
Mm.
If they retweet a video review I do, then that expands my audience on YouTube.
I see.
So that's kind of the trade-off there. As far as Fiverr goes, you weren't supposed to be upselling anything. So for a long time, for over a year, I was doing stuff at $5 a piece. So I was trying to find efficient ways to go about it.
Right.
But as a top seller, I'm allowed to have what they call now gig extras, which are options that are $5 a piece. So like $5 for installation. Now I'm making $8 because Fiverr takes one of the five.
Okay.
For commission, I'm making $8 instead of $4 if I install and design your YouTube background, for example.
I see. Interesting. Do they take the 20% out of everyone, or just those extras?
It's every sale.
Okay, so if I go in there and I sell something for $5, whatever it is, I'm going to get $4.
You're getting $4 before taxes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. And Fiverr seems to be the website for this. I mean, is this where you focus your efforts? Do you do anything like Elance or anything other outside services?
I do all my work on Fiverr because having the featured gig is like incredibly free promotion, so I don't have to buy ads anywhere, and I get more work than I can handle each day.
Right. So how fast can you do the Twitter and YouTube backgrounds now?
I started out, you know, fairly green at it, and I discovered a few secrets of my own about how things work between Twitter and YouTube, and I designed templates with guidelines to help me. I also have preset text files that I use to communicate with customers. Like if I'm delivering your Twitter background, I just copy and paste this and we're good in most cases. So if a buyer's got good stuff, they have maybe transparent logo on an Illustrator file, something that I can use that is appropriately sized, photos that are professionally done, good-looking website, I can get them set up in probably about 15 minutes.
Okay.
That's a best-case scenario. a lot of people have really wide headers that they have on their website that they're calling logos that just won't fit appropriately. And I have to try to explain this to them. And really a big thing slowing me down is having to explain how things work on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. A lot of communication, I guess. You want to try to avoid as much of that as possible, but...
Yeah, well, just yesterday I made a video trying to answer some frequently asked questions.
Oh, cool.
So that I can hopefully refer people to that, mm-hmm. and have that as required viewing before proceeding with a purchase.
Yeah, this is all smart. So you've really figured out a way to optimize, you know, your time spent on this and time spent dealing with the customer. That's great. And so did you say how quick you can get these done now? You mentioned probably, an hour before.
15 minutes.
15 minutes, okay.
It can take 30 or 40, depending on what needs to get done.
Gotcha.
And sometimes those websites, like Twitter's down on occasion. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when they're updating one feature, it really throws off how you can install your backgrounds. And you'll be sitting there for about an hour clicking refresh and things aren't working. That hasn't happened in a couple of months, but when it does, that'll definitely slow me down.
So how many of these do you do a day?
I probably get close to $100 in sales a day, and that's only been recently, and like last week was really slow, and I'm going to blame that on kids going back to school. Yeah. I'll assume that their stay-at-home parents work in the entrepreneurial angle, must have had to take the U-Haul up to college or something, because I was not getting anything last week.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of a dip myself. I think that's what it is. But oh, this is good. So last year, what'd you make off of your work with Fiverr?
I haven't been keeping much track, but mm-hmm. I think I made close to about $4,000 last year.
Okay, and this year you're on track for.
I'm not real sure, because I've made so much more in the last, since June, I guess, mm-hmm. than most of the year.
I got you.
Now that I have these options. Mm-hmm. So I'm not real sure about that.
But at 100 a day, it's got the potential for $3,000 a month, which is great.
I mean, now I'm definitely paying my bills without any trouble. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure this is paying higher than anything I could get in town. Mm-hmm.
The $100 a day, you think that's possible for someone who did have a full-time job, who's doing this maybe 4 hours at night?
Probably not. Not if they start now. I was fortunate enough to get in when the getting was good, when I had a chance of getting a featured gig. Mm-hmm. Unless you have something real astonishing and you can get the attention of the people running the website, mm-hmm. you're probably not going to get the featured gig, which is really important in getting your face out there on Fiverr and getting on the front page every couple of times people land on the website. Mm. So without the featured gig, I probably wouldn't get... I definitely wouldn't even get half the sales that I do each day.
Okay. So talk a little bit more then about maybe some strategies for the upsell. Because it sounds like, you know, going through the $5 churn may not be possible for everyone unless they can sort of strike it rich with a featured gig or just get, you know, have a really popular service out there. Or they find something that is literally they can do for $5 that takes them a minute. And they just have a decent enough volume where, you know, it's worth their time to do it.
There are things that if you have a system in place, you can make $5 very easily. Mm-hmm. There's people selling likes on Facebook, Twitter followers, views on YouTube. If you have a system set up for that still functions, mm-hmm. you can just plug in a name or a video or a Facebook page and just make money within a couple of minutes, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But for me, I'm going to hope that this video I'm going to be putting out there soon will help answer a lot of questions as well as sell people on my options.
Mm-hmm. Can you put the video itself actually in Fiverr?
You can upload videos to Fiverr. They put them on their YouTube channel, and they go on your gigs page, on the order page, and people have the option of viewing the video there.
Right.
As well as seeing thumbnails that you've designed. So you really want to have an attractive setup.
Okay.
And right now, mine's looking very cluttered because I'm throwing a lot of information out there at once, hoping to not have to answer so many questions.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's difficult for maybe people to find the links there or understand everything. And at one point, just a couple of weeks ago, I changed the instructions for buyer, which is a real handy feature they came out with that really sped things up, where people, once they place an order, they get these instructions that they have to respond to before it lands in your to-do list.
Hmm.
And that's where I tell them, hey, is this for a Twitter, YouTube background? You know, send me all the stuff that's going to be important. And even spelling it out for people, I was still having to answer the same question. So I just said on there, look, I don't have a lot of room to write this, so just give me everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't ask me, hey, can you use a PNG file? Just go ahead and send it.
Gotcha. So a lot of that's helped to streamline your process and help to make your time on Fiverr more efficient. Are there any other tips you can give folks who might want to try out Fiverr as a way to make some extra money?
I would try to have an attractive setup for your general instructions.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to have something clever or funny in there. You also want to have an attractive thumbnail that's going to get people's attention, maybe some bright colors. I think that works pretty well.
Okay.
And if you have something unique, and even if it does take a little bit of time to do, if you stick with it and it gets popular, you'll probably be able to get in a situation like I have where you can then do it efficiently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that seems to be the smart way to go with it. Well, that's awesome. Those are good tips. Well, how can people get a hold of you if they wanted to get some Twitter background or YouTube background work done, and or any other type of work you might want to tell us about?
Well, my name on Fiverr is Vaughn on Movies, and I think if you just type that in the search, you'll find all my featured gigs there. And that's where you can contact me to hopefully purchase something. But I really get a lot of mail all the time asking simple things like, hey, can you make a background for me? And people don't even tell me what I'm making it for. So just go ahead and purchase the gig, and if it doesn't work out, we can mutually cancel it, but,
mm-hmm.
try to get up on the to-do list, first. And also I like people to follow me on Twitter at Vaughn on Movies as well. And I post a lot of things about film, what I'm doing, sports, just a lot of general things, and I keep it fun.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. It sounds like a good Twitter feed to follow. I'll check it out. But do you also have a website, VaughnOnMovies.com?
Yes, I do, and that is the name of the site.
Okay. And you do movie reviews then?
Yes. Yeah. About 6 to 8 hours of video production for a movie review.
Wow.
I'm not making money, but through Fiverr, I can work whenever I want to.
Right.
So that means whenever the movie comes out, be it a Wednesday afternoon or Friday afternoon, Thursday at midnight, I can go to it and try to get a relevant review out there. Whereas if I have to clock in at a job, I'm definitely not going to be able to do that. So I'm keeping the dream alive through Fiverr.
That's great, man. This is great. It's a good story. And I hope you're able to, keep that momentum going with your income this year and knock out more of those student loans. And then as well as, continue to have some good luck with Fiverr and your review future career as well. So good talking with you, Vaughn. I appreciate you being on today.
All right. Thanks, Philip.
That does it for this week's episode. Thanks so much for listening. You can find more episodes at ptmoney.com or on iTunes under the Part-Time Money Podcast. See you guys next week.